Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first time I'm really going to be in the front of the scenes Mm-hmm. But I've been doing a lot of writing and producing for artists behind the scenes. You know, I work with Timbaland and them a lot. I did a lot of records with them, with Danger Hands, with Trackmaster. I did the Big Chips record with R. Kelly and Jay-Z. I was instrumental in that with Trackmasters. I work with Tamia. I work with Captain McPhee, B5. The biggest artist in Russia named Dima Bilan, I did his third single. Paula DeAnda, I did her third single on RCA. So, I've done a lot of records. I mean, I can't even finish naming the rest, but I've been out there. I'm seasoned, and now it's time for me to put my my project,
yes,
on the forefront. So everybody's been waiting for it. So I got some great music coming to y'all.
It's your time.
Yes.
And I know, and what I love about you, too, is that you're diverse, you know, as well.
Yes.
With the pop, the rock, the R&B, and rap, you're diverse. You know, they never know what to expect. And it's really amazing that you're out there and you're making it happen. And it's your time now. It's your time to shine.
Yes. I mean, I so much appreciate it, Nikki Rich. I'm glad you understand the kind of artist that I am. But I am that kind of artist. I'm very eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm diverse in music and sound because I've just been studying it for so long. So I can hit you with a big pop ballad, and I can hit you with a pop soul ballad or just a straight R&B record. And, it's whatever I feel at that time. That's what everything is going to be that you hear from me is going to be original. I got a sound, and I got a voice that you're not going to miss. So once these records come out, you're going to know it's me.
Now, will there be any special collaborations or any, I'll say, surprise appearances in your upcoming videos and also tracks as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm collaborating with, of course, I'm probably going to do something with Timbaland. Again, Danger Hands on this new project. I got Rick Ross on a record called As a Chow. And the rest of the collaborations, that's just going to come as it go. I mean, I got a record that me and Future might do. I just got to, you know, once I get him on, you know, we get in the same facility, then I can present that to him and he can hear that. But I got a slew of records that's coming out. So the features is probably going to be surprising, you know what I mean? It might not be no features on a lot of records, but the record
that's
is infectious.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if they know, too, you're from Brooklyn, I'll say.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, born and raised there, but I've moved around a lot. I'm in L.A., you know,
mm-hmm.
I lived in Miami, and I'm pretty much all over, you know. I'm with it. Wherever the music is at and the project is, that's where I'm at a lot of times. So I'm out here now in Atlanta because I was doing, the Love & Hip Hop show. So I've been out here for, like, off and on for, like, 7 months, and now I'm about to move around. So right now I'm going on, I'm going to rehearsal studio right now to get this show ready. But that's all I've really been doing, doing press, a lot of press, and in the studio.
Making it happen. And I tell you, everybody loves Nico. With the new reality show, VH1's Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta, how did you come about, joining in with that reality show, that particular reality show?
Well, it's interesting because me and Mimi had a fling like years ago, like about maybe 12 years ago. We had a fling out of New York, and we stayed cool from then. We was always cool. We see each other in different cities, different industry parties, and we always show love to each other. Her girls, they always show love to me. I show love to them. So I haven't seen her in a lot of years. So I got a place in L.A. And last year during the VMA Awards in L.A., I was at a party. At the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel Esquire party, and she was at the same party. So that's when it all connected. That first season was over, and they was getting geared up for the second season. So, she needed a love interest to come in on her side for the second season, and I was the perfect candidate. That was the competition for Stevie. I was a threat for him, and they felt we had a fling, so it had been the perfect opportunity. So they recruited me. And they chose me to be on the show, and I had to think about it, and then I just said, all right, I'll do it. I mean, we got some chemistry together already, so it ain't like we don't know each other.
Exactly.
So it just made sense. It was like divine intervention. you know?
That's hot.
Yeah. That's how we made it happen. It all happened at the VMAs. The VMAs in L.A. last year is when it all went down.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I tell you, I mean, just being in that atmosphere and reality TV, what would you say about it, just that experience? What's your take on that? How do you feel about it?
I will say first going into it, you might be promised a lot of things, especially when you don't have control. So you might be promised a lot of things in terms of your scenes and your storyline, but it might not pan out the way you see it and the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the network, it's about money. You know, it's about money, it's about the ratings, and it's about entertainment. So at the end of the day, you might think you're going to be edited a certain way or you're going to get certain things to establish your brand, but that's not the way it turns out. You know, they got their own agenda and you might have yours, but at the end of the day, they got the final call because they got the tapes and they edit it the way they want to edit it. So that being said, I mean, I would say going into it, you know, it's exciting. You know what I mean? It's exciting because you feel like, you know, there's an opportunity to get exposed to, you know, millions of fans and people who watch the show, and you feel like you're going to get, you know, you're going to get your brand exposed.
That big break.
Hello?
I said get that big break.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get the big break. So, you know, and then in the middle of it, you know, when you start seeing things going a different way, it kind of puts you in a different spirit. But, you know, you already signed on for it, so you got to keep going with it. So at the end of the day, it's all entertainment. You know, the way I say to people, it's reality, but it's half scripted, too, at the same time. So they got to, you know, VH1 got to definitely control the way, you know, the show is shot and the show is put out. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all, that's what it is. It's like somebody instigating. Remember when you was in school and you had that person that was always instigating a fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's, you know, in so many words, that's what the show is about. It's instigating something to create something to get this money, get the ratings going. Because it's all about the ratings at the end of the day. So how would I sum it up and say? It's an experience that I'm not mad about because I got way more exposure than I had before I did the show. So how I turn it into, you know, something else, that's always up to the individual. But, you know, people can see one thing on a screen and there's magic tricks and they could think that can play out in public like that, but it's not that way. Total opposite. So, I mean, I enjoyed the show. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoyed the show. I mean, I came on as a guest appearance, but I turned out to have about 7 scenes, but of course, they didn't give me no confessional, so it's kind of, you kind of got to look at it from that, engage it as a viewer yourself and say, well, how come they didn't give this guy no confessional? So I was made out to be the fall guy on the show, and that's just what it is. But was it entertainment? And was everybody entertained? Of course. You know? But I'm not him at the end of the day. But are you not entertained? But I'm not him. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's a great experience, a great opportunity, and what you do with it after that is all, that's the bottom line of that. What you do with it after
that. Now, how do you feel like, I say, since you've been on the show, I know, like you say, you got more exposure and more people are aware of Nico and his brand and his music and everything like that. Now, how would you say, life has changed now? Is it hard to go out in public and do a lot of people always just really, I say, harass you or come at you, like, just try to get autographs and everything? How is it now?
Oh, yeah. Every time I walk out, whether I'm in a gas station, whether I'm in a grocery store, a restaurant, the mall, I mean, it's attention, like, every way you turn. You know, that's Nico, that's Mimi's boyfriend, that's Mimi's boyfriend. Can I get a picture? Can I get this? Hey, Nico, what's up? You know, people just know your name. I was in the bank the other day, and I didn't even know. I was just at the bank, you know, and the lady, I was walking out, she said, bye, Nico. You know, so, you know, people know you. You're definitely more exposed. Like, coming out your house is not the same temperature as when you wasn't on the show. It's like people recognize you. They're stretching their neck to make sure that's you. They taking pictures with their camera phone when you ain't looking. So all of that is definitely going down. So I'm not uncomfortable with it. I'm cool with it. But yeah, it can be something. I mean, I want more of it. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm humble that this happening to me, because I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Miami Heat just won the championship. So my level of that is no way compared to what they are. So I want more. It's definitely a good feeling, though, when you got people that appreciate you from the show and TV and they want to, you know, get pictures with you and stuff like that. They really don't know you as a person, but they just going by what they see on the screen. So if they like that personality, they see you in person, you're cool with them, then they'd be like, wow, you're really cool, dude. You know, that kind of stuff. So it's welcoming to me. I like it.
Now,
sometimes, you know, it's a weird reaction because the cameras are rolling. So it ain't like you can say, nah, let's do this over. You know, so I definitely looked at myself different after shooting a couple of times, and I looked at it in a way what I could have increased, what I could have did different. But you know, those scenes is already in the can, so you can't really go back. You got to just know whatever you're doing after that, the next show, you got to know, you just got to do it how you want to do it, or do it a different way, or prepare for that. You know.
Exactly. I tell you, I love watching it. I'll be on it, even the replays.
everybody love the show, man. This show is entertainment, man. I want y'all
it's
to be
hot.
Audience. It's one of the hottest shows in America, but it's entertainment. Like, are y'all not entertained? And don't get the camera, don't get TV mixed up with real life. So
yeah.
That's what I would tell the listeners. Do not get TV mixed up with real life. Because it's definitely two different worlds. And, you know, when you're working with a network, you got to know how to manipulate that. And at the end of the day, some of us get it on one take, and some of us don't get it. But that's all with the TV. And when they get the footage, you know, the network get the footage, they put the story together the way they put it together. So you have no control in that no more. So if they caught you, you know, if they caught you yawning and you didn't want that to be in – on the TV screen, then you don't have the control over that. That's how they're gonna put. That's how they're gonna perpetuate it. You know what I mean? So, it's all TV. It's all fun. Well, you know.
Yeah.
But by no means.
It's true. I think everybody knows entertainment. I hope so. They just take it to heart.
Now you'd be surprised, though. You'd be surprised. Some people take these TV shows and really run with it, like in real life. You know, you got people that's fans of other actors. Other characters that's just like, you know, they might see you out in public and they really believe in this stuff. So they really want to fight for that other character that you might have had words with on the screen. It's crazy. Believe me, it's a lot of people don't look at it as entertainment. Some people really take this to heart. You know?
Exactly.
That's the difficulty. Yeah, you know, so everybody don't look at it the same way. But it's all good.
Most definitely. I tell you also, I mean, I know you, not only that, I tell you, you be looking good on the show now. You got your workout on. I see you, you know, you're working out and you're looking hot in all these videos and photos. I know all the ladies
you. Oh, yeah. My body is definitely on 100, it's like 100 white light bulb. Like, I'm turned up all the way on the body side. Like, I got, that's my life right there. So I'm caught up in all facets, like, of my body. And, yeah, I get a lot of attention when I'm out. But, you know, it's how you work with the attention. It's how you use it. You don't want to use your power for the wrong thing. You kind of, you know, you want to use it for the right thing. So a lot of time I just like to encourage people and tell them, you know, I get producers coming up to me, writers, singers, rappers, like, yo, I want to work with you. Let me send you my stuff. And you know me, I'm the kind of dude, I got a lot of pressure on the projects I'm working on, which is my project, but I still take time to listen to somebody that say, yo, this is what I'm doing. Yo, you got a minute, can you listen? You got an email, and I just get my email. I say, listen, send what you got to my email. Just make sure it's hot. Make sure it's A-list. Don't send me nothing garbage, because I'm not gonna respond to you. But if you send me something that I think is hot, then I'm gonna like it so much that I might just call you and say, listen, come to the studio, and I'm going to put you on this record with me. Like, that's the kind of dude I am. You know what I mean?
And that's real. And you don't have to do it. You're taking out your time to listen. I mean, that's real right there. That's, I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, because everybody needs a chance. Like, I've got a chance. You know, I feel like, you know, I got a chance to be on the VH1 Love & Hip Hop. I don't take that for granted. I'm humble. Even though I didn't get a confessional, I didn't get a, you know, green screen, whatever you want to call it. So, no, America really don't know my side at all. They haven't heard from me. So, they're only going by what they hear, what they see on the screen, blah, 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 but they haven't heard from me. So, when I do stuff like this, like I'm talking at the Nikki Rich Show, and you give me the platform to address things that you want to ask me and things that you think the public needs to know that's watching the show, I take that. That's humble. I'm humble for that. Like, I'm appreciative for that because that's an opportunity you gave me to address what I need to address to your fan base and your listeners. I'm humble for that. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
that's what it's about. So when people come to me on the street or wherever they see me drive up in the car, hey, that's Nico. Hey, yo, I got this, I got that. Then I want to extend the same hand that I got extended to. Like, you know, and that's really what it's about to me, you know. It's like pass it on, you know, and listen. It's nothing wrong with listening.
That's real.
Nothing wrong with listening. You know what I mean? You know, and that's what I'm about. I'm about, you got something good, let me hear it out. If I can't personally do something with it, I'm going to make a call and see if I can get it. If I like it and I can't do nothing, I'm going to make a couple of calls and see if somebody listens to this and like what I like and say, yo, you need to work with this person.
Mm-hmm.
I might be on talk. And that's really how I move in life. So, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunities, all the opportunities that come to me. I mean, Yoshi, and I want you to get it first. You know, when it goes down, I want you to definitely get the music. You know, if I hand deliver it to you and do another in-person interview with you and hand deliver it to you, we can do what we got to do there. But that's what I'm about. I'm about the music. I'm about the music and creating a platform to get this music heard so, you know, y'all can hear something different than what y'all are hearing on radio, even though they got some stuff out, some good stuff out there. But, you know, they need more stuff out there. They need me out there right now. They need this Nico music about to hit the airwaves and, you know, just bring a different life to this to music. And that's what I'm about.
And you got it lined up for them, too. You know, you got a plan.
I got a lot of records. And, you know, I can't wait to get into these cities so I can perform them and give you guys a show. You know, that's what I'm about. I want to give you guys a show. You know, pay your money to see this. And it's a show, something that y'all need to entertain. I want to keep the entertainment going.
That's real.
So that's what I'm about, Nikki Rich.
We don't have to link up because we're not too far either. You know, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, we go back from coast. I'm like you. I'm everywhere. You know how you go from city to city. So, yeah, we'll be having to come to the A, too, to, you know, and make it happen.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Because you're not too far, and you like I'm an in-person type of chick. I like to do my live interviews.
Okay. All right, well. I'm here. I mean, I've heard a lot of great things about you, and I said I wanted to do this interview with you because, you know, you just seem like a warm-hearted person from what I heard, and I said, yeah, I would definitely love to interview with you.
Most definitely. Yeah. You know, we're just truly blessed. Like, you know, I can't even tell you. It's just a blessing just to have, motivated and inspiring individuals like yourself, you know. Just listening to you, you know, you have your plans and you are straightforward. You're like, this is what I'm going to do. This is what we're working on. And it's just motivational, you know, when you can talk to like-minded individuals and it makes you want to work harder.
Right. Absolutely. We all
now,
work together and make this thing.
Yes. Now, in case anybody wanted to check out your music and learn more about Nico and check out anything in regards to VH1, I would say, where could you go to?
Well, you can go to, again, you can go to my website. It's NicoOfficial.com. It's NikoOfficial.com. That'll take you right to my website. The music is there. The song is on iTunes. I'm Ready Girl. NYLA is on iTunes. Then you can go and you can listen to some snippets and some other songs that I got coming. Paint My Windows up there. I got a snippet. I got a record called Opportunist that's coming. And you can go to you can follow me on Instagram, Nico the One, NIKKOTHE the number one, and you can also follow me on Twitter, NIKKOXO. And you know you can go to my YouTube channel too, which is Nico the One. No, Nico the Uno. So my YouTube channel is Nico the Uno, NIKKOUNO. Other than that, I mean, tour dates is coming up. You know where I'm gonna be performing at. It's coming up. We're getting all that together now. You know, I'm getting the rehearsal studio starting next week. I've been in the studio just working for the last couple of months, just putting these records together. So I'm always doing that. But I'm getting a rehearsal studio to put this show together, so I can you know hit these cities. And start, you know, approaching the music on in person. So you guys can see me and feel what I do in person, you know?
For sure. Yes, sir. Making it happen. And also, Nico, before you go, we always ask our guests, if you can and if you don't mind, give the Nikki Rich Show a shout-out and we'll display it on our future shows, like a quick drop, and we'll display it, letting them know who you are. And shouting out the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay, so tell me when you're ready.
We're ready.
Yeah, so let me give a special shout out. This is Nico, NIKKO. Unstoppable MG is my company. We give a special shout out to Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show. Tune in whenever she's on, because she is the one. The Nikki Rich Show with Nico. I love this. Let's go. I see you guys live in person, so y'all can really see me and feel my presence. Love y'all, and support me. Let's go.
Thank you, Nico. Thank you so much, and definitely keep us updated. Send us all the music and everything, and we'll display it here, and we'll have it in heavy rotation, and we're going to continue to support your movement, so we're going to be shouting out. Now, we're going to be blowing up your social networking site with this interview.
Well, thank
but,
you.
We support you
so I
and
just
your
want,
movement.
I just want to give y'all good music, man. I just want y'all to focus on the music. I'm going to give y'all good music and keep feeding y'all with it. If y'all like what y'all hear, send me a shout on Instagram or Twitter me and say, yo, I like your music or I don't like it. But either way, I'm going to keep getting y'all music. And let me ask you something, Nikki. Do you got the single, I'm Ready, Girl?
Yes.
You have it, right? So you seen the video. You got the video too, right?
Yes, that's what I got, the video.
Okay. All right, cool. So whatever else you need, just let me know, and I'll have my people supply for you.
Yes, we need the single. We got the video, but we need the single.
You need the single. All right, I'll get that to you ASAP. Let me.
Yes, sir.
I'll get my people's on it so they can get that to you.
For sure.
Send me an email. I can send it to you.
Okay.
Is your email on? Yeah, send me an email. You got my number now, so just send me an email where I can send it to you, and I'll just have everything sent to you.
Okay, and I'll text you, from my number and text you my email address, and you can text me your address.
I am, and we just stay linked in. All right, Nikki Rich. Have a good weekend.
All right, and God bless you. We thank you so much.
Oh, man, God bless you, too. And you enjoy your weekend, and I'll be speaking to you soon. Live the life, be free to dance. Party the life, just keep it going.
With the beat, when I move my feet,
when I move my feet, yeah.
The flashing of lights makes me wanna dance like this forever.
I
just wanna dance.
Show on the internet, the Nicky Rich Show.